Proclamation number 3469 of 10th of April, 1945. People in the last time. Graces. Countless people will leave Earth in a degree of maturity which does not signify any progress for the soul, i.e., it will be on the same level as at the beginning of its embodiment, and this has an extraordinary amount of significance in the last time before the end, because there can be no further ascent for it in the beyond, thus it is deprived of every opportunity to make up for what it missed on Earth. This is no injustice or neglect of these souls because extraordinary means were at their disposal. Graces which suffice to make up for even a completely unused earthly life in the lost days if the human being has the will to do so. But as soon as he makes no use of the allocation of grace, the soul also bears a greater responsibility. It rebels against God's love again, and this results in a relapse to God's adversary which has the effect that it is completely in bondage to him at the end of its earthly life and that there is no longer any possibility of ascent for it but that it is to travel the path through creation once again. God's adversary rages unimaginably in the last days, yet God also distributes his grace to an unimaginable extent so that the human being is not helplessly left to the former. And every human being is also approached by God's grace, yet it is up to him whether he wants to accept and use it or not. However, his state of maturity at the end of his earthly life also depends on his decision. For without making use of God's grace he will develop progressively because God's adversary has great power over him. And therefore people who live without God will be very recognizable in the last days, for they are complete tools of Satan who only carry out his will and live a life on earth to the horror of those who are faithful to God. It is only a short time when Satan will be given free rein in his raging. Yet it will require particularly strong faith and likewise extraordinary grants of grace, for people will be harassed by the adversary into apostasy from God. And only those of strong faith will stand firm in the last battle. Yet even those need much help from God, and he has given them the promise that the days will be shortened for the believers' sake so that they will not be defeated but will emerge victorious from the battle. But anyone who is in bondage to God's adversary is willing to commit any atrocity, and thus his degree of maturity has sunk so low that there is no possibility of ascent for him either on earth or in the beyond and therefore he has to remain on earth. Yet bound in new works of creation in complete lack of freedom of will and complete ignorance of his actual purpose, which only comes to his awareness in the last stage as a human being. God still seeks to win those souls, and again he approaches them, pointing them to himself through suffering and tribulation. But only a few will listen to him and still change before the end. But this is no longer far away, for the time has expired which God has granted to the spiritual to become free from the form. And the believers will recognize it by the signs of the time and prepare themselves, and God will help them and guide them through all spiritual and physical dangers until the hour of redemption. Amen.